All right, time for 32 teams in 32 days. We'll see if Jason has the music ready, and he does. He's on it today. He's on his A game today. Today, Brady, we look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Start us off, my friend. What are you thinking with Kansas City?
Chiefs made the playoffs last year, should have gotten to the AFC Championship game, inexplicably lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. I think the Chiefs are one of the chief competitors to the Patriots in the AFC. I like their defense. Spiritual leader, emotional leader in Eric Berry. Also one of the best 2-3 safeties in the league. They've got a dynamic return man, dynamic receiver in Tyreek Hill. I like Alex Smith enough. I like this team.
You talk about a team that is dying for a playoff win. I'm on National of the Week as the people of Kansas City last year.
Yeah, they hate you.
Oh, my goodness. They were this one for sure. They thought they were going to get it last year. I heard Mike Vick on with Colin Coward, and he said that Patrick Mahomes, the backup quarterback for the Chiefs from
Texas Tech,
is – he just couldn't gush about him enough and rave about him enough. The future might be earlier for Mahomes, because I'm not so sure that Alex Smith, who's, you know, a year older, is the quarterback that you want in there to take it to the next level. Winning a division's not enough. You got to win a playoff game in Kansas City. I mean, obviously with Tyreek Hill, you've got a big-time receiver. You got somebody to go to there. Is the running game going to be enough? Defensively, they've always been somewhat of a strong defensive team. Good last year. I'm not so sure they'll get over the hump and get that playoff win, though, either with Alex Smith or Pat Mahomes, Brady.
I love the tight end in Travis Kelce. I think he's a top three
tight end in the league.
With Gronk and with Jimmy Graham. I love his ability to stretch the field vertically and be a safety and security blanket for Alex Smith. Offensive line is strong, led by Mitchell Schwartz, who is an absolute stud at that right tackle position. I just wonder about the running game. You just brought it up. There's a lot of guys there, but is there a guy who can step up and be the guy?
Oh, kind of like the Patriots.
Yeah.
Huh?
Different. Spencer Ware, Sharkhandrick West, C.J. Spiller, a lot of guys that do a lot of similar things there. The Patriots at least have some diversity in their running game. I feel like we've got a lot of guys that are similar.
What is your prediction on them for the year, win total on them?
I think they're going to win the division. Wow. I think they win the division. I like
over Oakland, huh?
I like Oakland. I don't love their defense. I think Kansas City has a physical style of defense. I think they've got a good and accomplished head coach in Andy Reid.
That means you don't like Denver this year.
I don't like Denver offensively. I love Denver defensively. I think they're going to beat a lot of 17-13 games, and I think they're going to fall on the wrong side of the stick on a number of occasions, because from what we're hearing about Paxton Lynch versus Trevor Siemian, I have no reason to believe in Denver.
All right, there you go. 32 teams in 32 days as we take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs. We do it every day for you. Off the top of your head, you know who's coming up tomorrow.
It's going to be the Chargers.
No, it's not the San Diego Chargers. Oh, the L.A. Chargers. Why did I think San Diego? I'm like, San Diego Chargers? What the heck is no? The Los Angeles Chargers.
And then we'll get the Rams after that, but we may just skip them. We only want to talk about NFL teams.
Yes, well, wow. All right.
Let's get and just because I said that, they're going to go beat the Seahawks twice this year.
Yeah, you watch it. See. Yes, Jason.
We had a caller, Mike in Essex, that said he'd rather
Jason.
Scoop up oysters than watch you in your Speedo.
Well, you know, we'll find that out on Friday, then.
Nobody's looking
and
forward
I may
to
wear
it,
the
Arnie.
European
Please don't.
Speedo, which is, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go and see
confidence
that.
Level very low.
Very high, very high. Ezekiel Elliott. First of all, the NFL extremely, extremely upset at the NFL Players Association for leaking out the text messages between the accuser and a friend of hers. Are they damaging, Brady? What do you think? Well, first tell everybody what exactly the messages were.
Yeah, basically the text messages between the accuser, Ms. Thompson in this case, and her friend, who is unnamed in the report, suggest basically a plot to try to extort money out of Elliott by saying that the accuser could sell off explicit tapes of the two of them.
A sex tape for $10,000. She goes, no, man, I want $20,000. If you're going to do it, let's go big and stuff like that.
So bottom line is this. Again, right now, Ezekiel Elliott's camp is trying to poke holes in her character, trying to say she had this plot to extort money from him, to blackmail him, to make this about money. And in theory, the Ezekiel Elliott side, I can only presume, will say, look, if she's going to try to make up, or if she's going to try to do one thing to get money, why wouldn't she make up another story to try to get money?
Let me ask you this. If there was a situation where she was assaulted, okay?
Yep.
Does it make a difference if she was Ezekiel Elliott after she was assaulted, where she made this sex tape?
No, because abuse in any form is not okay, and we know just if you abuse situation, how many people who are abused go away the first time or leave the situation the first time? How many people get abused over and over and over again? They do go back because they're unable to get out of those situations.
Well, it's not like they're married, though. This was not a married couple. She had means. She had a mother and a father, and she could have gone there. I don't even think she lived there, to be honest with you, Brady. So I believe she had another apartment with roommates.
Yes.
So.
Oh, of course. Look. In any abuse situation, you can say there's always some other place that you can go, but whether it's out of fear, whether it's out of fear of being alone, whether it's out of fear of it happening a second time, whether it's out of fear of angering your abuser, people aren't able to leave those abusive relationships after one time. We see that often. It's obviously it's super unfortunate.
Well, this is more
but
than
that's
one
reality
time from what we understand.
Right?
Yeah,
and there's a reason why people are abuse is often habitual, okay? Abuse is often repetitive. People aren't able to get out of those situations that easily.
The NFL Players Association trying to leak this, though, to poke holes in her story to get her maybe not thrown out, but to reduce from a 6 to a 3, a 6 to a 4, a 6 to whatever, because Harold Henderson is the arbitrator, and he's the one that reduced Greg Hardy from 10 games down to 4 games, right?
The Players Association's job is to stand by its players. If they can get this suspension reduced, then yes, obviously they will try to go and do that. But I just have a problem with this whole investigation. If this happened 5 times, as she alleges,
yes,
the NFL should have been able to tell us that prior than a year. This should not have taken a year. If it was that cut and dry that it happened 5 times, and the evidence...
Well, it's not cut and dry, because if it was cut and dry, he would have been arrested by the Columbus, Ohio police.
No, and the evidence was that overwhelming, then I feel this should not have taken a year. The Cowboys, the NFL, and Ezekiel Elliott all profited off of his success last season. And now the NFL looks like the good guy for coming out with a tough suspension on a tough issue. If Ezekiel Elliott did this, and if everything that is alleged is true, this should have come out before a year. It's disgusting to me. The NFL profits off Ezekiel Elliott last year, and then looks like the tough guy and looks like the good guy for punishing him this year. I don't want it both ways.
I don't think they could have done it fast enough to suspend them last year if that's what we were looking at. Look, it took a year. They did their due diligence. I'm fine with that. Jerry Jones actually hinted that it should have taken longer, and why was there a rush to arms and rush to punishment here? So I kind of disagree with that. I think a year is enough. But, again, I'll go back to the question. If it was cut and dry, why wasn't the Columbus, Ohio Police Department arresting him? And don't give me this, he'll get special treatment because he's Ezekiel Elliott. Now when it comes to
what about the witnesses' abuse. Cooperation or lack of
well,
cooperation?
Well, if she's not going to cooperate, then all of a sudden then – I can't go ahead and give him a 6-game suspension then if she's not going to cooperate. That same thing that happened with Josh Brown's wife. She didn't want to cooperate. That's why he wasn't punished to begin with. She didn't want to help authorities out there.
Yeah, but it's been, remember, if I'm remembering correctly, Ezekiel Elliott, he wasn't suspended under the domestic violence policy.
No, he
wasn't. He was suspended under the personal conduct policy.
The moral turpitude is in everybody's contract, and that's what you're right about that, yes.
It's the personal conduct
policy. Which it also goes to the shirt lifting incident.
No, this was only
I thought it was everything.
No, so it was only domestic violence. But baseball has this, too, that even if charges aren't filed or if charges are dropped because of an uncooperating witness, they can still say, we think something happened here. We don't want you representing the league for X amount of time. No charges were filed against Aroldis Chapman. He got 30 games. No charges were filed against Jose Reyes. He got 70 games. This is what you're seeing here with Ezekiel Elliott. These leagues are going to over-punish or are going
NFL,
to punish even though there's no charge.
Should the NFL be in the investigation business? I mean, is that what they should be in? Because, I don't think they do sometimes a very good job on it, to be honest with you. They should let the law take care of stuff like that.
The law can take care of everything, can take care of the investigation, but I still think then the NFL, like any business, would have the responsibility to decide what they believe an appropriate form of punishment should be. I don't think they need to go through with their own year-long investigation, but Rob Manfred and company, let the legal side play out, get the facts legally, and then make a decision. I think that's what the NFL should do.
All right, tell us what's coming up with the McKenzie Hot Dog Eating Contest, because I hosted this last year. I had a blast. I mean, it was a lot of fun, Brady. You weren't around here, but it was absolutely awesome.
The Hot Dog Eating Contest is at the Champlain Valley Fair. It kicks off on, let's see, the 20th, the 18th?
Yeah, give or take. It's soon. I know that.
And the hot dog eating contest is September 2nd. Thanks to our friends over at McKenzie.
Yep.
The McKenzie All Natural Hot Dogs are going to be the hot dog of choice. Here, I'll make it real simple. Caller number one. You want in, you're going to be our competitor. Yeah. 802-655-6672. 17's the record. Can you beat it?
Wow, 17 and what was it? 17 to 10?
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. So that could be broken. If you could eat two in a minute, that means you can eat 20, Brady. And you could win this thing. So the first person at 802-655-6672, you could be our qualifier. We'll come back. We'll tell you about a new hoops league from Master P. That's coming up right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Coming up tomorrow on Mike and Mike in the Morning from 6 to 10 a.m., Ezekiel Elliott appealed his suspension. The guys think it's going to get reduced. Talking Ezekiel Elliott's suspension tomorrow on Mike and Mike from 6 to 10 on 101.3 ESPN.
You need a real breakfast to get your day going. Start your day at the Bagel Place with real eggs and bagels baked fresh every day. They're open at 6 a.m. every day, except Sunday when they open at 7 a.m. At the Bagel Place, everything is prepared fresh, made in-house, and you get quick, prompt service. The Bagel Place always has Uncommon Grounds coffee brewing and daily breakfast and lunch specials. The Bagel Place, 1166 Williston Road in South Burlington, next to the Alpine Shop, or at thebagelplacebt.com.
The St. Albans Co-op store is getting ready to say goodbye to summer and hello to fall. Come in, check out their great sales on summer clothing, and new fall arrivals will be here soon. Yep, they're still having great sales on food and treats for your canine friends throughout the month of August. All purchases benefit their dairy farmer members. The St. Albans Co-op is open every day, and it's easy to find on Federal Street in St. Albans. You can also visit them online at StAlbansCooperative.com or on Facebook.
It's road trip season, and it's the Honda Summerbration sales event at the AutoMaster. Lease a 2017 Honda Civic LX for only $149 per month.